questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Shaykh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
That's right. We are passing life in the holy month of Rajab. It is considered among the three important greatest lunar months of the Islamic calendar, Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. So why some months in the Islamic calendar have priority over the others, and the recommended actions that are recommended to us by Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams are more than the others, including the month of Rajab. Why is it, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If I may put it in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for excuses, to bless the people, to reward the people, and to give the opportunity to the people to come back to God, to repent from their sins. So that is why when it comes to the, hours of the days, each day we have special hours, like for example the time of dawn, sahar, or before the morning, yes, adhan. So we know that is a very special hour for talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the night prayer. So the same question may be raised here, that why only, for example, this time?
Yes.
Of course, it's not only this time, but it may have more virtues.
Mm-hmm.
It is a kind of opportunity given by God to us on a daily basis, or the times of the prayers on a daily basis.
Yes.
So when it comes to the days and nights of the week, we have a special, times, for example, Thursday night, and we know about all the narrations about the virtues of this special day. And also during the year, we have some... special days in the Islamic calendar, and especially we have 3 months of Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. It doesn't mean that the other month, in the other months, you have no time, you have no opportunity to, repent, to, take the most out of this opportunity. No, it means that, as I mentioned, this is another opportunity given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people to get closer to God. If you are not able to do that in the 12 month, then the month of Rajab is there. If not, then we have the month of Sha'ban, and the best one in the year is the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
In the month of Ramadan, if you have lost the opportunity for some days, then Laylatul Qadr is there. So all these are opportunities given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people so that no one would
claimed
on the day of judgment didn't have any opportunity.
Yes. Okay. So what are we recommended to do specifically in the month of Rajab? During the month of Rajab, it is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, named after the Father's Day according to Islamic calendar. It is celebrated all across the Shiite world. Ayyam al-Bith, the white days, and the etikaf is done during this month. Of course, the months of Ramadan and Sha'ban too, the 13th, 14th, and the 15th days and nights of these months has significance. But what are we specifically recommended to do on these months, the months of Rajab especially?
Because you refer to some of the religious occasions of this month, let me also refer to the remaining ones. On the first day, we have the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to some narrations. On the third, the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in the year 254. On the 10th day, the birthday of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, according to some narrations. On the 13th, as you mentioned, the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The 15th of Rajab, according to some historical accounts, is the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab Salamullahi alayha. And then we have the 27th day of the month of Rajab, which is one of the most important days of this month, and that is the day of the Bi'tha, of the people of the Prophet appointed to the prophethood on the 27th of Rajab. Now, about the virtues of this month, there are many narrations from the Prahfet, peace be upon him and his family, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So, for example, in one narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, Rajab is the month of God, and that's a great month. And some narrations call it the month of Asab, which means that a month in which the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would, embrace all the people.
That's right.
Ibn Abbas says that in the month of Rajab, the Holy Prophet gathered all the Muslims. Then he gave a sermon in which he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then said, O Muslims, a great month has come to you. This is the month of Rajab. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would embrace whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided that he or she is not a polytheist or a person making innovation, bid'ah, in the religion. This is interesting, which means that even you have, if you are a Muslim, you may commit sins, but still you are not mushrik.
Yes.
That is why you are included in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that there is an angel called Dahi, and whenever the month of Rajab comes, that angel would call out that good for all the people who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Rajab. Good.
The Dahi means with the recipient of supplications?
No, Dahi here means caller.
Caller, that's exactly. Right, okay. That's right.
And Allah says that I would accompany those people who would accompany me, meaning those people who worship me, remember me. I would forgive the people who ask me for forgiveness. This is month of Rajab. This is my month. And whoever asks me and calls me in this month, I will answer him and I will give him whatever he or she is asking for.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So is fasting, you know, we can say allowed in this month and war forbidden in this month? Is it so?
Yeah.
The battles?
War is forbidden. You know, we have 4 months in which fighting is forbidden. Mm-hmm. They are Rajab and then Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hajjah, and Muharram.
That's right.
That is one point. And the second point regarding fasting, Siyam or fasting is highly encouraged and recommended in the month of Rajab. There are many narrations about this. For example, Imam Rida alayhi salam says that if you fast on the first day of the month of Rajab, then your reward is paradise. If you fast on the 15th day of the month of Rajab, then you have the opportunity to do shafa'a, intercession for many people on the day of judgment. And if you fast the last day of the month of Rajab, then you have more opportunity to intercede for many other people.
Okay.
In one narration, Thawban says that I was with the Prophet in a cemetery. Then the Holy Prophet cried a lot. We also cried with him. Then the Holy Prophet told me that I heard the voice of the people who are tortured now. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow lightened the punishment of these people. Then the Holy Prophet, addressing Thawban, says that if any of the people who are punished right now, had they fasted one day of the month of Rajab,
yes,
and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one night during the month of Rajab, then they were not punished as they are punished right now.
Okay.
In another narration, a companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that there were some days remaining from the month of Rajab. I went to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam asked me, have you fasted any day in this month of Rajab? And my answer was negative. And then the Imam says that you have lost so many and so much reward that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. Then the Imam talked about the virtues of this month, and encouraged Salim to fast at least one day in the month of Rajab. So the narrations about the fasting in the month of Rajab are many, which shows the significance of this very special act, fasting in this month. There are many other acts of worship, recommended deeds to be done in this month. We have a special prayer called the Prayer of Salman.
Yes.
People can refer to books of, recommended actions like Mafatihul Janan. In the section on the month of Rajab, they can find all these recommended actions which can be done anytime in this month. Because
that's right.
There are some actions which can be done on any day, any night in the month of Rajab. And then we have special deeds to be done, for example, on the night before the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the night of Mab'ath, the yes. 27th day of the month of Rajab.
So all in all, it's the best time to do tawbah, repentance, isn't it?
Exactly.
And to do a special deeds, you know, for example, going to holy shrines or holy places, reading out ziyara.
And just to share another point regarding Ayyamul Bidh. Ayyamul Bidh is not limited to these 3 months.
Yes.
Ayyamul Bidh is referring to 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Yes.
Days of each lunar month. But because of the fact
The moon is brighter, it is exactly, called Ayyam al-Bidh. Exactly. It's brighter, that's right.
But because of the fact that i'tikaf, or as some people put it, religious isolation or mystical isolation, is highly recommended in these 3 days, especially in the month of Rajab. Many people think that Ayyam al-Bidh is limited to the month of Rajab. It's not so, but as you rightly mentioned, i'tikaf in these 3 days are highly encouraged. People go to special places, especially the Jami' mosques.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 days, they have the opportunity to be detached from all these worldly engagements and to recite the Quran, read the supplications, and repent.
That's right.
And, of course, there are specific Islamic laws for this, and people may refer to
it. And is it true that the people who have Hajj pilgrimage or Umrah pilgrimage in this month, is it more virtuous than any other month?
Of course, we do not have Hajj. We have the
Umrah, that's right.
Umrah for the month of Rajab. And, of course, when you have such a month, it means that any action that is done in this month is more virtuous compared to at least the month before the month of Rajab.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين
saying in